Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Car 5 Podcast. What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 143 of the Car 5 Podcast. You guys know me, of course. I'm your host, Joshua. For today's episode, super big news, super exciting. Today, we are going to be talking about the all-new and rather media-shaking Tesla Cybertruck. Now, this thing is so drastically different. There is an ungodly amount of memes going around Facebook, Instagram, Twitter right now of memes of the Cybertruck that Tesla and Elon Musk made. Some people think it's a little simplistic in design, while some people think it's actually pretty design-filled. Tesla and Elon Musk are actually saying how the design of the Tesla Cybertruck and everything about it is inspired by two different things. One of them being the series in the movie Blade Runner, and the other film movie series that it's inspired by is James Bond, because it legitimately looks like kind of a space tank. It's just so drastically different in design. Honestly, I think it's kind of cool because it's so different. It's literally a square type of box that has edges. That's what it is. That's the Tesla Cybertruck. It has a pretty awesome single strip LED light beam as its headlights. People can say what they want about it, how it's so ugly and it's boring and etc. But yet, at least the day I made this video, it could have been more by now. It could be a higher dollar amount by now. But as it currently sits, as I'm making this video, there's already $8 billion worth of pre-orders for the Tesla Cybertruck from Elon Musk. Now, people can say how weird and bad the Tesla Cybertruck looks, but you can't argue with $8 billion worth of pre-orders. So everybody, let's just get right into the further details of the car. So the X here, like I was saying, it literally looks like it's a space truck that belongs on Mars. That's exactly what I think it looks like, and I think that's exactly what Tesla and Elon Musk are actually going for, because the car itself, not only does it look futuristic and it looks like a space mobile, but it's actually meant to be very rugged, and it's very safe. Specifically, it is actually created for passengers' protections inside the vehicle, meaning specifically, Tesla is using what they're calling ultra-hard 30x cold rolled stainless steel for the body, and Tesla is using their own version of armored glass. Now, smooth monochrome exoskeleton is basically how Tesla and Elon Musk are describing the exterior of the body, and it is extremely safe. If you watch the unveiling, they literally took a sledgehammer and was smacking the crap out of the side of the car perfectly fine. No scratches, no dents, no nothing like that. So it is extremely hard on the outside, which will allow for safer passengers on the inside. And the glass is made from a special mixture of ultra strong glass and polymer layered composite. And how it works is it redirects the force of the impact zone depending on where the glass gets hit. Now, addressing the live presentation of when the glass broke. If you haven't checked it out already, if you watch the official unveiling of the Tesla Cybertruck, they actually take a steel ball and throw it at the window, and it cracks the glass. So maybe something they might need to improve on, but I believe it was a day later or 2 days later. I don't recall exactly. Elon Musk actually went to Twitter and posted the filming of them testing that same test backstage prior to the official reveal. So backstage, before they brought the truck live in front of everybody, they threw a steel ball at the glass and it worked perfectly fine. So maybe it was just a minor malfunction, but I have no doubt in my mind they're going to improve on that before official production of the car actually starts. Now, they are saying, Tesla and Elon Musk are actually saying, how a pressurized version of this Cybertruck can make its way into space and on Mars. And I don't doubt the man, because his goal is to go to Mars, and he's now creating a rocket ship to go to Mars. And now once they get to Mars, they have a vehicle that they can actually use. Now, The most interesting thing about the Cybertruck, at least in my opinion anyway, outside of the looks, is there's three different variants of the truck. There's three different types of Cybertrucks you can buy. And we're going to go over those right now. Now, the base model is called the single motor rear-wheel drive. It's actually what it's called. That is the base model, and it starts at $39,900 for an entry-level truck that has the specifications we're about to go over right now. That price point is almost unbeatable. Almost unbeatable. It has a single electric motor utilizing rear-wheel drive, as the name specifically states. Your 0 to 60 is less than 6.5 seconds. You have a range of over 250 miles per single charge. You have 100 cubic feet of storage space in the rear, allowing you to carry practically anything you want. And then lastly, you have 7,500 pounds of towing capacity, which is going to be more than enough for what most people need to carry things for. So the base model using one electric motor at the price point it's at with the power it gets and its towing capacity, that's going to be very tough to beat. That's going to be very tough to beat. And Tesla is going after Ford with this one because they've been constantly comparing it to the F-150, and they recently did a tow truck, or I should say a tow video against the two. So check that out if you haven't seen that as well. The second model of the Cybertruck, dual motor all-wheel drive, is basically the name of it, and it starts at $49,900, just a little bit more expensive. But with that, you are using two electric motors in the second tier Cybertruck that are going to be utilizing all-wheel drive. 0 to 60 in less than 4.5 seconds. You have a range of over 300 miles per charge. Of course, you still have the same 100 cubic feet of storage space, but your towing capacity increases from 7,500 pounds to 10,000 pounds of towing capacity. So for exactly 10,000 more than the base model, you get an additional motor, electric motor that is. You get all-wheel drive, faster 0 to 60, more range, and much more towing capacity. So $49,900 still is extremely competitive when you look at second tier mid-size equipped trucks. The last variation of the Tesla Cybertruck, the tri-motor all-wheel drive. The third tier, the highest one you can get, starts at $69,900. Utilizes three electric motors utilizing all-wheel drive. 0 to 60 is 2.9 seconds. You have a range of over 500 miles. You have 100 cubic feet of storage. Of course, that doesn't change with the truck itself. And you have a towing capacity of 14,000 pounds. So for the highest model you can get, the third tier truck, the highest one, at $69,900, fully equipped, fully loaded, 2.9 seconds, 0 to 60, 500-mile range per single charge, 14,000-pound towing capacity. If you look at a lot of trucks out there and you start building one, any company, Ford, Dodge, Chevrolet, whoever, you're going to be well over $69,000 once you start equipping it how you want. And now the highest end Tesla Cybertruck with all-wheel drive, three electric motors, 500 range for miles, 0 to 60, 2.9 seconds, 14,000-pound towing capacity, you're going to be cheaper than all of them. So this is going to be some very interesting competition when this truck actually starts hitting the streets. Additional technology that is in the vehicle, of course, autopilot and adaptive air suspension are 100% standard on all three variants of the Tesla Cybertruck. A very unique thing, you have an onboard power and compressed air system that will allow the Cybertruck to drive anywhere they please. So if you find yourself more off-roading or on ice or on sand or wherever you are, you can inflate and deflate the tires as you see necessary. Perfect for Mars, by the way. Very clever thinking, Elon. All variations of the Tesla Cybertruck can carry six passengers, and a very brand new and exciting infotainment system is making its way in the Cybertruck, along with a 17-inch touchscreen system. Brand new system with a brand new screen. Bigger and better, just like the Cybertruck. Now, final details of the Cybertruck, and to conclude everything, the single motor rear-wheel drive model and the dual motor all-wheel drive model are expected to take production in 2021, while the tri-motor all-wheel drive Cybertruck is expected orders to be fulfilled in 2022. Now, you can reserve your Cybertruck today for $100. That's it. You spend $100 today, you can reserve your slot for a Tesla Cybertruck. That's in all of these things have done, all the $8 billion worth of orders, which I'm sure it's more now by the time this video is actually going live. And that's with no marketing, no ad spending, no commercials. That was off of some simple Twitter posts and a live presentation. Over $8 billion worth of orders. This Cybertruck, no matter what anybody wants to say about it, you can make fun of the looks, the name, make all the memes everybody wants. This Cybertruck, mark my words, right now, will 100% change the truck industry. I'm going to stand by that because I believe in Elon Musk and I believe in Tesla. And the mission that they're trying to capture with their company, I'm 100% on board for. But ladies and gentlemen, that's all we have today talking about the Tesla Cybertruck from Elon Musk. Check out the live presentation if you guys haven't seen it already. But that concludes all we got for episode number 143. Don't forget to follow on Instagram, like on Facebook. If you guys are checking out the podcast for the first time, thank you so much for stopping by. Feel free to head over to the YouTube channel as well, unless you're watching here already, and just browse the channel. If you guys see what you like, hit that subscribe button. If you don't mind, leave a like on this video as well. You know, if you ever need anything from me, just shoot me an email, info@car5podcast.com. Now, also, don't forget to check the link in the description, especially as we're getting to the holiday season. Your guys' best source, your go-to source for the best car apparel out there. You guys looking for your favorite jacket, shirt, hat, accessory from your favorite car company? Check out the link in the description, www.tog.com. Got a coupon code for you guys as well as a higher discount is coming as we approach the Christmas season. So check out the official TOG Instagram as well. Last but most certainly not least, don't forget to tune into our next episode, 144. We're going to be talking about the C8 Corvette ZR1. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Please remember to drive safe and have a fantastic evening. Thank you.